you're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Road Rants for Black and White Sports 2. Well, we're going to talk about Zach Wilson and now departed wide receiver Elijah Moore. It's pretty clear, much like Jet fans, Elijah Moore is no Zach Wilson fan. For lack of a better way of putting it, he kind of took a shit all over Zach Wilson in this. A true parting shot. Now, he's also praising Deshaun Watson. And look, I don't know that he's exactly the quarterback I'd be heaping a ton of praise on as of yet, because he didn't look like he was going to burn up the planet when he got back from his massage therapy suspension and his, what, two-year layoff. He didn't exactly look like the sharpest quarterback in the league. I could kind of understand this if you landed with Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Justin Herbert or, you know, even a Garoppolo or a Derek Carr. Yeah, I said it. I mean, look, Deshaun, as of this moment, is not as good as those guys. Okay, but I will say this. I do think Deshaun is probably better than Zach Wilson. I mean, I think that's not a stretch. And Deshaun might get his mojo back at some point. Maybe Elijah Moore will help him out because they've already become buddies. But it is clear. Elijah Moore is excited to play with a, quote, a legit quarterback. Oh, God. Elijah Moore is officially a Brown after the Jets traded him to Cleveland on Wednesday. That trade should put an end to the constant change at quarterback the young receiver has played through since entering the league as a second-round pick in 2021. Yeah, I mean, one could certainly argue that Elijah Moore underperformed as well. Okay, you did have a little Mike White in there, so there's that. On Thursday, Moore told Cleveland reporters how much he was looking forward to playing with Deshaun Watson. Quote, he's a legit quarterback. Ruh-roh. It's someone that has been doing some amazing things around the league. He has respect from everybody around the league. They talk really highly about him here, and they believe in him. And man, with him being my quarterback, I believe in him too. Free massages for everyone. So I'm just grateful to be one of his guys. Reuter noted, Moore and Watson spoke on Wednesday after the trade was done and both were excited about playing together. Quote, when someone who's as mobile as him, people fear with his legs as well, it just adds to another element just to the whole game, Moore said. And you've been seeing that with what he does already, the games he's already played in. So I'm just super excited to be part of someone that can run, throw, do pretty much everything. Now, I thought Zach Wilson was supposed to be that guy, too. Watson's presence likely helps take the sting out of not being able to play with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, the Jets are going to get the last laugh here, dude, who has said he intends to play with the Jets in 2023. Quote, all I know is I'm a Cleveland Brown, and I'm super excited to be here, Moore said. Moore admitted he may not have placed enough value on chemistry when he entered the league, but going through what he did in New York has changed his mind. Quote, I grew up in Florida, and I feel like we have the mindset of kind of, it doesn't matter who's back there, Moore said. He says that, and then he turns around and says, yeah, I had to change my way of thinking once I got Zach Wilson. So I kind of had to shift that a little bit because it does as far as chemistry. But, man, if you put yourself in a position to throw with anybody and just put your trust in them, because that's initially what it is. It really is trust. So if you trust them and they trust you, you can get anything done. He is saying right there, I don't trust Zach Wilson as a quarterback at all. Going through four quarterbacks, I feel like, was just a huge blessing for me because I got to see what it's like. And now with being with someone like Deshaun, it just makes life way easier. Moore had 43 catches for 538 and 5 TDs as a rookie. 37 for 446 and one TD in 2022. And I do know that Jets management, they were a little iffy on this guy, to say the least, okay? I guess he voiced the fact that he wasn't too happy there. Well, now, hey, dude, you got Deshaun Watson. Good luck to you. All the while, the Jets are sitting back waiting for the arrival of one Aaron Rodgers, okay? And look, he's right. Zach Wilson looks awful, and he looks like he potentially could be an all-time bust. There's a reason why the Jets are going after Aaron Rodgers, all right? Number one, they think Aaron can be some kind of a mentor to Zach. But there are statistics out there that show through this amount of time in his career, Zach Wilson's numbers are akin, and by akin, damn near identical to one Jamarcus Russell. Yeah, we're talking about potentially that kind of a bust. I mean, the numbers are scary close. They really are. In fact, I think I made a video on that when those numbers sort of surfaced and everybody kind of sat back and went, oh shit, maybe the Jets saw that and was like, oh shit, this is not good. I mean, Jamarcus Russell, that's all-time Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus, all-time bust territory. I know Jets fans, I listen to enough New York radio, Jet fans, they are completely done with Zach Wilson. They truly are. A lot of Jet fans don't even want him as the backup. They want to just cut bait, get him out of there, and get rid of him. Now, I will bring this up. Zach Wilson, I think, I have to wonder, what could a Kyle Shanahan, what could a Sean Payton, what could a Andy Reid, what could one of these quarterback gurus do for somebody like Zach Wilson? I mean, how much Shane Steichen after what he did with Jalen Hurts? Because, look, going into last year, there was not actual consensus soldness on Jalen Hurts, and look what happened. I mean, he blew up and turned into one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Now, he didn't underperform to the extent of Zach Wilson, but you get the point. Sometimes it is about what can these offensive coaches do with some of these guys. I have no doubt there have been guys that have gotten drafted to the wrong place. Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith, yikes. Sam Darnold, all Jets quarterbacks, yikes. That's bad. That's bad news. Elijah Moore takes a total and complete dump on the, I would assume, soon-to-be backup quarterback. Now, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, holy crap. And the Packers still want that number 13 pick. And more. And more. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.